Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for July 8th to the 14th, 2017. Seven Palestinians were killed by Israeli gunfire this week, as Palestinian President reaffirms his willingness for peace based on two-state solution. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages, using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Annabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Kfar Qaddoum village in northern West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. This week, in reaction to a Jerusalem-based raid fired between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the shootout. IMEMC's Ramya Al-Maghari has more.
Amidst an external tour, President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority condemned this week a shootout in the occupied East Jerusalem, where three Palestinian Arab young men were killed along with two Israeli soldiers inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem. Three young men from same family coming from the Umm al-Fahim Arab Israeli city reached the Al-Aqsa Mosque earlier on a Friday and began shooting at Israeli soldiers. The attack came following a series of Israeli settlers' attempts to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, backed by Israeli soldiers. Also, more recently, Israel has repeatedly declared that the East Jerusalem area will remain under exclusive Israeli control. U.S.'s ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, also condemned the attack. In wake of the incident, Israeli occupying authorities shut down the Al-Aqsa Mosque for the first time in the last 50 years of Israeli occupation of the Arab eastern city of Jerusalem. Within his non-stop communications with world leaders, President Abbas has met recently with the French, Chinese and Egyptian officials, expressing willingness for peace that is based on a two-state solution which Washington had envisioned long time ago. In the Gaza Strip, leftist Palestinian factions called this week on both the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority and the Islamist ruling Hamas party in Gaza to agree among each other for the best of solving ongoing Gaza crisis in a way that would ease Gaza blockade. Currently, Gaza lives the worst ever electricity crisis with only 2 to 4 hours of supply per day. For IMEMC News, I am Rania Nilari in Gaza.
Seven Palestinians were killed by Israeli army gunfire this week. 24 others were reported injured. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
4 Palestinians were killed by Israeli army gunfire in 2 separate incidents in Jerusalem and Bethlehem on Friday. Israeli police officers and soldiers shot and killed on Friday morning 3 young Palestinian men who opened fire on officers near the Tiberias Gate leading to Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem and fled towards the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque, where they exchanged fire with soldiers, killing 2 officers and injuring 3 before they were killed. The three Palestinians were identified as Muhammad Jabarin, 29, Muhammad Hamad Jabarin, 19, and Muhammad Ahmad Jabarin, 19. Following the fatal incident, Israeli soldiers completely sealed Al-Aqsa Mosque, something that have not been done since Israel occupied the city in 1967 and cancelled the Friday prayers. On Friday at dawn, Bara' Hawamda, 17, was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers. Two other youth were injured during clashes that took place during an invasion targeting the Dehesh refugee camp south of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. Later on Friday evening, Israeli soldiers injured 25 Palestinians after several army jeeps invaded the Abu Dis town east of occupied Jerusalem and clashed with dozens of youngsters. The soldiers fired many live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets, gas bombs and concussion grenades at the protesters and surrounding homes. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers killed on Monday Muhammad Jibril, 25, from Taqua town south of Bethlehem. The Israeli army claimed the Palestinian sped his car towards the soldiers who were exchanging guard duties at a military watchtower, wounding one soldier. Then Jibril got out of the car and tried to stab soldiers before he was gunned down by other troops. The Israeli army story was not confirmed by either surveillance videos or witnesses. Two more teenagers were killed during clashes that erupted as dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Medical sources in Jenin said that soldiers killed Saad Salah, 21, from Jenin city and Aus Salama, 17, from the Jenin refugee camp after shooting them with live fire during the clashes. A third youth was critically injured. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 50 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained at least 33 Palestinian civilians, including three children. In Gaza, Israeli soldiers shot and injured on Monday two young Palestinian men, including one who suffered serious injury during clashes that erupted east of Jabalia town in the northern part of the coastal region. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 8th to the 14th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.amnc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rashmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.